This is KUAF. With help from CASA of Northwest Arkansas, the Community Spotlight is focusing on foster children in the court system. CASA Development Director Colleen Smith speaks with Ryan Blue, an attorney in downtown Rogers, about the permanent placement options for children in foster care.
At Matthews Campbell Rhodes McClure Thompson, I was the attorney for DHS in Benton County for about 3.5 years. And I've been on the board of directors with CASA Northwest Arkansas for almost 3 years now.
Tell us a little bit about the goals of foster care.
The primary goal of foster care is to reunify a child with a parent from whom custody was removed. There are a number of options available for permanency for a child. The legislature has set forth several options for permanency, and they've ranked them in order. The first goal would be to reunify a child with a parent from whom custody was removed or a suitable and fit parent. The second goal is for the child to be adopted with the court terminating the parent's parental rights. The third and fourth goals would be permanent custody and guardianship. And the final goal would be another planned permanency living arrangement. This goal is when none of the other options are available and you know that the child is going to continue to remain in the foster care system and probably age out at some point.
What does the process look like for a parent who is seeking reunification with their children?
A parent who is seeking reunification with their child will have a case plan put in place by the court. The case plan will set forth what the court expects the parent to do in order to have their child returned to them. The case plan could include drug treatment, drug testing, individual counseling. It could include parenting classes. Essentially, the case plan is going to include the things that the parent needs to address to correct the conditions that cause the child to come into care.
How does someone determine if a parent is making progress towards those reunification goals?
The court will review a foster care case about every 90 days. And at those review hearings, the court will look at the case plan and look at what the parent has been doing since the last time they were in court. And the question is whether the parent has been making substantial, measurable progress on the case plan.
And so how long does that go on?
The legislature has said that they do not want children languishing in foster care, and so they have set a deadline of 12 months. A parent has 12 months to work the case plan and have the child return to them. And if they're unable to correct those conditions within 12 months, then the court starts to look at the other options that set forth to achieve permanency for the child. So the goal is that a child will achieve permanency within about 12 months of coming into care.
For more on CASA of Northwest Arkansas, nwacasa.org.